Awesome. Awesome job. Thank you very much. It's great to be here in Gwinnett. My name is Mark Ottenweller. I work with Hope Worldwide. And as you can see, I'm hoarse, so be patient with me a little bit. I've been traveling a bit. I was in Africa about a month ago. And I spent about 2 weeks in Africa. I was in St. Louis last week talking about some of these things. So I've been flying all over the place, okay, flying away. We also have, I know there are people this morning that have birthdays that end with zero. And I was at a pool yesterday with my grandkids, and we have three new grandchildren in the last 8 weeks, 8, 9 weeks. So it looked like triplets, but someone was asking my five-year-old grandson, how old is the baby? And he said, zero. And so we have three children who are zero in our family. But it's great to be here. And I want to thank really Steve and Carol, who are awesome, old friends. I love you guys so much. Just I'm glad you're getting to know him, and I'm glad they're here. And the elders, just Joseph and Lisa, how much they've helped us. And with Hope, Danny Emmett, people like that. Thank you for your prayers. I did have a small stroke in January. I was actually not far from here. I was up in Chateau Elan having breakfast with someone, and couldn't speak at all, just like that, couldn't speak at all. Very suddenly, my wife Lynn busted open the gift shop, got me some aspirin, terrorized the poor people in the gift shop, and they said, take anything, take anything. She said, well, I should have taken some nice sweaters at a gift shop, but they gave me some aspirin and whisked me off to Gwinnett Medical. So I spent about 5 days at Gwinnett Medical right here. So thank you for your prayers. I'm doing well, but thank you very for your prayers. You know, I want to talk about something very, very important this morning. And you'll see why it's so pertinent to us right here, right now. And see, I'll turn this thing on. I think that's on. I didn't want to change the slides during the songs. Let me do this. I want to talk about little children. You'll see why it's so important right now. And you'll see the application to us in about 10 seconds, okay? We really have a unique opportunity in Africa right now to help little children for a number of different reasons you'll see in a second. But you'll see why it's so important for us. The Bible says their angels always see the face of my Father in heaven. Little children are very, very, very important. That's why there are a lot of scriptures about little children. Our programs in Africa were developed from the grassroots, from the community, because people saw that as one of the biggest needs, little children. And then we started reading the Bible. Funny how you do that. You know, you can catch on a little later to things in the Bible. There are probably 20 or 30 scriptures in the New Testament on little children. They're talked about a lot, and you'll see why in a second. But it says their angels always see the face of my Father. God is watching because they're so important. So whether you live in a shack in Africa or in a tent in Haiti or right here in Gwinnett, they're very important, okay, little children. And because they're going to help us right now in life to be joyful, amen? To be happy, to be at peace, little children. They're not worried about the stock market, are they? They're not worried about the world economy. They're not worried about that, are they? Little children. What do we need to do here? It's not working. You're taking it away? Oh, I got it up here. I'm sorry. That's why we need help here. Like little children. No, it's awesome. I was going to hold that thing around going, oh my gosh, you got that thing. Okay. It's hilarious. So little children are very, very important. Also, they're going to help us go to heaven. They're going to help us. Okay. Now, let's talk about something really pertinent to our nation right now. Bible says, God says, this is Jesus in Matthew 11, 26, I thank God I've hidden these for the wise. He's hidden these for the wise and learned, and made them known to little children. Little children help us with our attitudes. They help us. Let's talk about something right now. How many little children hate someone? How many little children are filled with bitterness, or anger, or resentment? See that? That's something we need right now in our country. Right now. Is the hearts of little children. I could take 20 little children from this church and interview them and help heal America. I could pick children on the front row. I asked their names earlier. Annalise and Perry and Aria. Thank you very much. That would help us. That's what I'm talking about. Forgiving like little children. How long do they take to forgive? About 30 seconds, right? And they go on and they play. And of course, we built up a lot of resentment over time and different attitudes, okay, toward different people, even in a marriage, okay? Build up resentment and attitude. Little children are very open. That hurt my feelings. I didn't like that. I want this. I want that. They're very open, right? They don't hide it, okay? And so they're very open. Plus, once they talk about it, then they move on because they forgive so easily. So you see, little children can help us right now. So God is sending people to help us. We just need to listen to them. Amen? We need to learn from them. I could do that. We could interview 20 little children. They could map out how to heal America. I'm just telling you. And so we got a lot to learn, amen, from little children. You can't learn that from Harvard or Yale or Emory. You can learn those things from little children. Unless you change and become like little children. Okay. Some of us are older disciples here. Amen. Who's an older disciple here? Okay. I know you guys. I see you guys out there. Okay. People like me. And sometimes we struggle with some things like being happy, being joyful. Like I struggle with having energy. Okay. Like a little child. Okay. But we need to change and become like little children. And sometimes let's be honest, we get a little grumpy. Okay. And there's even a movie called Grumpy Old Men, okay? So I'm talking to the brothers now. We can learn a lot about being joyful, about being thankful, about being happy. Even if we're 50 and 60 and 70 years old, we can learn that from little children. See, pray every day, God, give me the heart of a little child. Help me to be happy today. Help me to be joyful. I got a lot of problems. I got things going on in the world. But they can help me, these little children, right now. Okay? Little children want to learn. When's the last time you learned something? I'm 64. I found out recently that you can go to a public university in Georgia if you're over 62 and get free education. Do you know that? I'm going to take Spanish at Kennesaw State for free. But you have to have the heart of a little child to rise up and become a great leader, to be a family group or Bible talk leader, to learn a new language, to make some changes in your life, to do something radical. I was talking to a young woman right before church. I won't embarrass her in front of everybody. She's sitting about the fourth or fifth row there, blonde, long blonde hair. She wants to go to Africa and change the world. What about you? What about you? That's all I'm saying. Let's make some radical changes and do radical things by becoming like little children. Jesus said, let the little children come to me. Why do you think he says that? Let's take a few comments. Why do you think he said that? Let the little children come to me. So we can be like them? What else? Yes. He wanted to be, wanted anybody could come and talk to him. Okay, what else? Yes. Their heart was more open. They wanted to learn more. Yes. Listen. Let me tell you what I think. I've done this for a long time. I travel. I do all kinds of things. I've worked in some very rough places. There are times when I need to be around little children. Me personally. And so when I travel, I do that. Okay. I spend time with children where I go. Sometimes with disciples, I do a little family devo. This is in Kenya or Zambia or different places. With the children. Because I need it. Because here's what I think. I think little children were the closest to God that Jesus could get on earth. And he was missing his father. And he said, you let them come to me because I need them. That's what I really believe. Because I've been there and I know what that's like. And so I think Jesus just said, I just want to be around them because they remind me of my Father in heaven. Amen? We have a unique window of opportunity. I'm going to give you three twos. This little girl I met last year, she's 2 years old. Now, what does a two-year-old know? Not much. Well, I went in, man, we colored. We played with some little sticks and blocks. We played a little puzzle. Spent about 30 minutes together. It was awesome, okay? 2 days before this picture was taken, her mother died. 2 days. Can you see her? Can you see how unhappy she is? She doesn't even have any idea what this really means. She's only 2 days before. So she doesn't understand loss. She doesn't understand the implications. She doesn't understand what it's going to be like to be an orphan, to grow up without a mother to take care of you. She doesn't understand any of that. 2 days. She had a devastating loss. Look at the smile on her face. Because she doesn't understand. The third two is this is too much for a little girl. Amen? It's too much. Heartache, loss, lack of education, lack of health care, all the things that could happen to her, rape, abuse, and violence. She's 2 years old. Our program for early childhood development started 3 years ago in South Africa. We started the program before the girl went through the loss, before she was even born. So it's too much for her, but hope is already there. We're already helping her. See, that was put in place 3 years ago. Now we're helping this little girl. And so it's too much for her, but it's not too much for us. Amen? Amen? Through God's help, we can help children like this all over Africa. I want you to write this down. It's superheroesfororphans.causevox.com. This is a picture you'll find on the website. I want to do some practical things that we can talk about today to help these little children. This is a fundraising website. You'll see that picture. It'll say Hope Worldwide, but it's superheroesfororphans.causevox.com. And then now, when I registered, now my name, Mark, is going to be there. Mark-Ottenweller, when I fundraise, okay? Now, what I want us to do is blow this thing out. Because I'm going to go over to North River, I'm going to say, what's wrong with you guys? Look what they're doing in Gwinnett, okay? You guys can be awesome. It's easy to do on your cell phone, okay? Easy to do, takes about 5 minutes. Put a little picture up there, put a little sentence there or something on there. I'm just telling you, it's easy. And if you're over 40, you may need a little help, okay? But the young people can help you. But this is real practical. I'll mention it at the end. But this is what we're going to do for little girls like Tandi, okay? Especially Mozambique and Zimbabwe. Early childhood development, physical, cognitive, linguistic, social development, socio-emotional development of children 0 to 6. Prenatal really starts when you're in pregnancy, but goes to age 6. And this is why it's so important. This is the brain. 90% of the brain develops by 3 years old in size. 90%. These are brain connections. Look at them at birth. Look at them at 6 years in the middle. Okay? 700 connections or synapses per second are being formed in the brain in the first few years of life. Look what happens by the time you're 14. They kind of drop a little bit. Okay? Sorry about that, teenagers, but you kind of see why teenagers have a little trouble. Okay? This is On the left, this is stress. And the synapses don't develop if you're stressed, like civil war, drought, famine. On the right is neglect. Children frequently in orphanages are neglected. So both of those have the same sort of effect. Whether it's stress or neglect, the brain doesn't develop. This is the first few years of life. This is where my children are, the first few months there. And what happens, you start seeing and hearing and taking in stimulus. You start learning language and responding to smiles and different stimulus. And then you begin picking up things around you. You learn things from that process. So it builds from the bottom up, the brain does. Very simple things to more complicated things in the first few years. This is where we put money. We put money on the right side in tertiary education. Again, sorry for young people. But we spend a lot of money on the tertiary side. It'd be a lot more effective using it early. This is cost effectiveness for early childhood development. It's a good investment to invest early. You have higher impact for your dollar the earlier in life you use it. Let me just show you briefly. This has a long-term impact of early childhood development. Decreased crime, teen pregnancy, STDs, job loss, etc. Decreases, increase in school rates, job success, productivity, etc. This is all very well proven. This is all evidence-based. That you can change the trajectory of a child's life if you intervene early. So that's why it's a unique opportunity for little Johnny and little Mary, okay? Because if we intervene early, we can have a huge impact on their lives. This is a normal development for your children might go through this progress. This is development that's stunted. You never get off well. You don't start school well, you'll never do well, okay? And this is what we run into really all over Africa as we speak. This is where we're working. We're working in these seven countries. We're rolling early childhood development out in three, and we're expanding it to the rest of Africa, and we're opening up several new sites in Africa with early childhood development. This is kind of the progress. Now, the Bible also says, Jesus says what? When I was hungry, you did what? You fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. And when I was naked, you clothed me, etc. Okay? This is where we work. We work in shacks with tin roofs and dirt floors. All the different challenges we face, we're right in the battle zone. We're right on the cutting edge because this is the challenges the kids face. But also, we can do this in the 85 churches in Africa. This is like Kids Kingdom on steroids. This is what it is. Immunizations, books, education, child protection, all of that. So our vision is doing this in the churches and in the communities across Africa. I'm going to tell you something a little while. I'm just going to scare you, okay, about this. And so this is what we do. We do a lot of parenting. We do work in some institutions, but primarily in the community with knowledge, skills, and services providing for the parents. Some of the parents, and I've shared this before, I think, I went to these places and the mother needed a book. She didn't have any books. She just wanted to read a book to her child. That's pretty simple. A toy so she can learn fine motor skills, like using a pen or pencil when they start school, okay? A magazine. Why do they need magazines? Because they don't have the internet. They don't have television. And maybe like our parents would look in life, they showed them the pictures. This is a car. This is a plane. The kids don't have any of that to learn. And so the things that women needed were very little. They just had to understand these basic principles to help their children. So this is a parent support group. We run these in many of these communities across Africa. This is the kind of model we use. This is a sort of a world-class model for parenting and development of trainers and parents in the community. Trainers around parenting. We have manuals. You know, we've written seven manuals in the Ivory Coast, national manuals. Whole country's using them. You know, right now, Mark Aguirre in South Africa is training 12 national NGOs on parenting. These are disciples training people on parenting all across the country. Tremendous opportunity for disciples. This is a parent support group. This is the modules we put them through. They're 10 modules, usually twice a month for 5 months. Look at the impact. This is vaccinations go up. Clinic visits go up. Birth certificates go up. These are grants. Government grants go up. Balanced meals. Look how dramatic that goes. When you have vegetables and other things in the diet besides just starch. Dramatic improvement. Nurturing. This is parenting. And we measure that through some surveys we do called ages and stages. We can measure these parenting things. Look at safety in the home. This is putting away sharp objects. How much that improves things. This is putting away paraffin or kerosene away from the children. Supervision goes up. This is lack of supervision because they watch little Johnny and Mary going to the shops and to school because that's where they get attacked and raped and things like that. So supervision actually goes up dramatically with some of these programs. This is parental stress goes down because you're helping the parents, okay, and dramatically. And so we can see all these changes both in the parents and the children. You talk to the parents, you say, what did you learn from the course? Well, I shouldn't hit my little girl. This is talking about with a fist. I shouldn't hit my little girl. And I'll say, well, what's happened now? She says, she talks to me all the time. She just learned that. Another woman said, I learned I should tell my little girl that I love her. And I said, what kind of impact has it had? She said, she smiles all the time. Just those simple things are what the parents learned. And like I said, some other things about education, healthcare, et cetera. But I'm telling you, it has a dramatic and incredible impact, things we're talking about. This is just parenting changes. You know, lack of decreased frustration, anger, maltreatment, improved communication, love and affection has dramatic impact because the parents just don't understand the importance of all these things. Look at this. This is the last year and a half. We're about halfway through this year. We've already trained about 4,000 caregivers on early childhood development, okay? Some of these are creche owners and managers. Some are parents, extended family members. Parent support groups, I think that's just South Africa. I don't think that's a total for Africa right now. Look at the benefit. We've helped already over 13,000 children with early childhood development. Imagine how Jesus feels about that. Us helping little children. And again, this just started. This is only the last year and a half. Okay? Our goal, I'll see if I have it on here. I'll show you. This is window of opportunity. That's some little kids that we serve there. Why is it a window? See, all superheroes are from Africa too. You didn't know that. Because the brain's developing so rapidly. We have a great model. We can implement this across Africa. And we have a network of communities and churches. This plane's getting ready to take off. It's going down the runway now. And it's picking up speed about 70 or 80 miles an hour now. Pretty soon it's going to take off. This whole program across Africa. But we have all these things in place. Now look at the window of opportunity now. See the churches and neighborhoods in Africa? Where are we going number two? To a theater near you. Gwinnett, Georgia. Lilburn. Lawrenceville. Right here. That's number two. And then we're going to go global with early childhood development. So we got some big plans. That's what I told you. This is even our strategy for doing that. Field testing it and developing further and then rolling it out. But we think we can do this all over the world. So the church here in Gwinnett's been a part of this. The development of and expansion of an extension of early childhood development across southern Africa already, soon to be across Africa, and we hope that it'll be global. But you've been a part of that. Thank you very much for the tremendous impact you're having on little children. Look at our goal, 2020, 25,000 children across seven African countries. So we need your help, amen? We're also going to have some big events coming up. October 8th is our walkathon. We'll talk about that. We're setting up the website. By August 1st, I'm going to give Joseph some packets to fundraise about August 1st. We have a big video on the whole walkathon. I didn't want to show that this morning. I want to show you some impact. But that's what we have. We have our packets. We have a golf tournament August 25th, a walkathon on October 8th. Those are already all set, okay? And where we can help little children. Now I'm going to show you a video. The video is of women in Mozambique. And people ask me, well, Dr. Mark, how did you help 172,000 orphans in Africa? How did you do that? How did you help 13,000 children with early child development already? I'm going to take you to Polana Kanisu, an informal settlement in Maputo, Mozambique, and you're going to see women having this huge impact. These are through disciples training and developing this program I'm going to show you. And it is high impact. These 300 women have already helped 900 children in their community. Now, these women have lost their children. They've lost their grandchildren. Many are 70, 80 years old raising their great-grandchildren. They're raising three-year-olds. And so this is the place where I go in there, and the women kiss my hand, and they just go crazy because of what we do. And they'll shout, Kani Mambo, Kani Mambo, Kani Mambo. They riot when I go there because all the grandmothers see what's going on and realize the impact of what these programs are having. So this morning, I want to tell you, Kani Mambo, Kani Mambo, Kani Mambo. Let's show the clip. We could turn the lights on, that would help. Polana Kanisu, a very poor informal settlement outside of Maputo, Mozambique, with the greatest mothers on earth. These women are incredible. They live in shacks with dirt floors and tin roofs in a very poor area, but they've had a huge impact right here in the community. And you can see their passion for singing. They've been through a parent support group program. They've learned a lot about exercise, nutrition, health care, education, parenting and child protection, and now they're using it to educate other women here in Polana Kanisu. They've graduated from the parenting program. Here they are singing and celebrating that, and they're going to put on a drama to teach us about the young women about parenting.
But God's spirit is comforting me. And we will help each other. And we will help the children to rise up. They'll become oaks of righteousness, like a strong tree.
The grandmothers here in Polana Kanisu are putting on a drama to teach
the other young women about parenting and basic parenting skills. And so they've raised their own children, grandchildren, even great-grandchildren. Now they're taking care of young women and other children in the community. And so what they've learned, they're teaching through drama to the younger women. These 300 women in Palanakanisu have helped 900 children and looking after them. And so I call them the greatest mothers on earth because they're not only caring for their family members and children and great-grandchildren, but hundreds of children in the community and doing it in a powerful way through drama, through skits, through programs, through instruction, through singing and other community outreach. And I think these are the greatest mothers on earth that I know.
I just wanted you to see the work in action. These are disciples training women in the community to help children. These are not their own children. These are a lot of children in the community. And so to you and to them, let's go to the next slide there. I can go to the next one. Yeah. I think that their angels in heaven are rejoicing because of all the help that they're giving, and they want to thank you and appreciate what you're doing. And again, go on to superheroesfororphans@causevox.com. You can all get involved. This is really for families and friends and people far away. You get a lot of people involved. Not only can we help them, but we've got a lot of people to help them and help them and learn the importance of children. I'm talking about friends and neighbors and family members and people far off and all that kind of stuff. I do have some beautiful corporate brochures right here with some flyers and folders. I think I'd given Steve some earlier at a meeting, but I have some over here. If you have particular interest in that, you can do that. But I just want to thank you, the church, and God and his angels. I want to thank you for all you're doing for the children of Africa right now. Kani Mambo, Kani Mambo, Kani Mambo. Thank you. Okay, Mike, thank you. Get out of the way here. Excuse me.
Amen. Church, we have a window of opportunity. Amen. Amen. I wanted to thank Mark again for coming to open that door for us. And October 8th, August 25th will be wonderful opportunities for us to give and serve and help those orphans and children around the world. Thank you, Mark.
Amen.
As we've heard earlier during the service, you know, there is injustice going on in our world today. You know, the Bible tells us in Matthew 5:14 that the church, we are the light of the world. This is a safe place to share your hurts, your feelings, to listen to one another, to help this lost and corrupt generation. The Bible also tells us in Philippians 1:27, when we're doing so, we need to conduct ourselves in a manner that is worthy of the cross of Christ. With that being said, I'm going to pray, and then we're going to have one closing song. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, so much, Father, for this incredible service today, Father. God, that you have shown us, God, who really matters, God, and that is Jesus, God. And Jesus is Lord of our lives, dear God. God, help us to be the light of the world. Help us to really focus on things above, not on earthly things, dear God. And God, help us to support, to listen, to seek to understand each other, God, as we continue to fight the good fight of faith, dear God. God, we love you. We thank you so much, God, for just this opportunity to come together as a body, Father, to worship, to bring glory and honor and praise to you. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.